We're going to switch gears here, talk a little Steelers. What is going on with the Cleveland Browns? Are they going to be able to play this weekend against the Steelers? Ray Eckenrode joins us, talk some Steelers. What's going on with you today, buddy? How you doing?
Not too much. I'm reminiscing about my I'm older than you. So my Casey Kasem intro would be 73-74.
Okay.
Seasons in the Sun, Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Yep.
Elton John, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. So
that's great.
But, Casey Kasem, I mean, honestly, for a lot of people, that's the equivalent of what these young kids listen to now. And how they pick stuff up off of TikTok and Instagram. I mean, that was Casey Kasem for us.
I loved, man. Hey, guys, I could go on about this for 2 hours. Ray knows this about me, but I loved my Casey. I love lists. I love countdowns. I love factoids. What Casey would do with every song in the top 40, he'd give you a little factoid about the artist or the song or the countdown. This is the eighth number one song by this artist. This is the 27th top 40 song by this artist. And see, things were different back then because it used to be album sales and radio play. I don't even know how they judge number one. Like, for instance, Casey would always talk about this song would debut in the Hot 100 at number 37, all the way up to number 37. And then in week two, it'd be at 31. In week three, it'd be 22. And by the time you get around to sixth or seventh week, it's in the top five. And he would always talk about rarely would you ever see a song debut in the top 20. It almost never happened. Nowadays, Ray, all these songs debut at number one.
Sure.
If Drake releases a song, it's immediately the number one song in the country. I think it really distorts music history when you're talking about song achievements. What do you think about that?
And of course, and it all goes back to the technology. Just like every industry, the internet has dramatically changed the technology and shifted the power, which used to be completely with record companies. And now artists have a lot, and obviously you see artists drop albums unannounced, unplanned, no promotion, middle of the night. So it's just like everything the internet has done. It has shifted power away from sort of older institutions, in this case record companies, almost always to individuals, in this case artists.
Ray Eckenrode, join us. Everybody knows my answer. I'll give you a second to think about it. Your favorite act, either singer or band, and your favorite song. Everybody knows my favorite performers are Journey. My favorite song is not a Journey song. My favorite Journey song is actually not Don't Stop Believing. I love Separate Ways. I love Stone in Love. But Journey, to me, that I can do that all day long. My favorite song, I'm going to go with two, and one is good for this time of year, is We Are the World. Probably my favorite song of all time, believe it or not, is We Are the World by USA for Africa in 1985. Now, why? Because if you know anything about what I just said in the last 5 minutes about loving the 80s and all, if you watch the video for We Are the World, it is the greatest collection of music talent in the history of the world on one song. It starts off with Lionel Richie, There Comes a Time. Then you go to Lionel Richie. You go to Stevie Wonder. You go to Paul Simon. You go to Kenny Rogers. Steve Perry has a line in it. Cyndi Lauper. I mean, Bruce Springsteen is phenomenal. My favorite song, it's a great song. It's not the best song in the world. But when I think of We Are the World, I think of the video of seeing some of the greatest singers in the history of the world, and Dan Aykroyd, who stumbled into the room as well. But so that's my favorite song, and then also American Pie by Don McLean. I think it's the greatest written song of all time. The lyrics in American Pie are just so wild, as Don McLean sings for 8 minutes. So those are my choices. What's your favorite performer, and what's your favorite song, Ray?
You know we are very different musically. You know we are.
Yeah.
My favorite song, I'm going to go with two different songs. And again, just as Bob Dylan, Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues, and REM Night Swimming.
Nice.
Neither one of those songs is the biggest. Two gigantic artists. For very personal reasons, those are sort of my favorite songs by those artists. I'll take REM as my favorite art. And I love you. You and I, my wife, have had this discussion. I love the music of the 80s, but it's not exclusively what I listen to. You know,
yeah.
I like to feel like I've evolved and find new music and new tastes along the way. But I think REM, and this was on Twitter a couple of weeks ago, who's the greatest American rock band? I think it's REM, and I would list them as my favorite artist.
Interesting. That's a great discussion. We're going to get to some Steelers here in a minute, but believe me, I could go on and on about all this. Here's a great Bob Dylan factoid, because Bob Dylan is in We Are the World. He was so intimidated. Bob Dylan, legend. This is 1985. Bob Dylan began his career, what, Ray, 65? 65-ish?
Yeah, maybe earlier than that, but definitely in that range. Yeah.
So by the time of 1985, Bob Dylan is there's no bigger legend in that room than Bob Dylan. He was intimidated. Bob Dylan's a very quiet guy, a reserved guy. He couldn't pull off his lyrics. He needed many, many, many takes. And he goes, "There's a choice we make it." He needed many takes, folks, because when you're in a room, Michael Jackson, by the way, was intimidated as well. They found him hiding in the bathroom at one point. But Bob Dylan, can you imagine that, Ray? In a room full of the greatest legends in music history, Bob Dylan's in the top three or four in that room, and yet he, of all people, was intimidated by everybody.
If you Bob Dylan does a radio show called Theme Time Radio Hour. And in true Bob Dylan fashion, he does it whenever he feels like it. So it's like, it's not on weekly, it's not on monthly, it's on every once in a while. If you've ever listened to that, you get a sense for what a quirky, unique, real person he is. And you could see him being, you know, he does not come across when you hear him talking about the music he enjoys, etc. Yeah. He does not come across as this larger than, he comes across like a sort of a quirky guy, you know, but just an any guy, just an everyman. So Bob Dylan debuted 62. 65 is certainly when he sprung to national prominence.
Well, thank you for that discussion. Thank you for that's awesome. I love all of those discussions with Ray Eckenrode.